go suck a fat one.
I have an addiction to smut. I'm right-handed, but my ball sack is left-sided. Get the B-Man a double cheeseburger. Take the tip and shut up. Hello, Internet, and welcome to episode 57 of Verbal Graffiti with your host, Brian Glass, a.k.a. the B-Man, the People's Degenerate. We back. We are so back. The B-Man, I loathe the term boyfriend, girlfriend, life partner, my soulmate, my other half. I strategically use the term lover. I am your lover. I am not your boyfriend. I am not your partner. There's nothing about this that is friendly, that is 50-50. When you're with me, when you're with the B-Man, you're involved in mental combat. And this is not a cold war. No, this is hot. Get down in the trenches. Get your rifle, your mental rifle, that is, and let's have at it, because there's going to be a winner and there's going to be a loser. All right. People talk about, oh, he's the dominant and she's submissive. There's no dom sub dynamic. It's zero sum. One of us is a winner, one of us is a loser. And when we're making love, we're making mental combat. And that's lovely. That's beautiful. That's poetic. But friendly. Like, I don't want to do anything combative with my friends other than, you know, occasional wrestling with each other. But I'm not a boy and I'm not your friend. There's something about that term, friend, that just gives me the ick. No, we're lovers. That's what we're doing. That's what separates us from you. We make love. That's a lot of problems, too, that I find not successful relationships. All of them have been very short-lived. It's not so much her. Like, I don't know how to express to a babe that, I love you, but your orbit, I don't give a fuck about. The orbit, her orbit is what implodes the burgeoning relationship. It's like, why? Because you and I fuck. Why do I have to go see your family? Why do you have to get involved with my family? Like, we're together. It's beautiful. It's roses. It's petals. But why do we have to bring all these outsiders? Like, your friends are just, they're lollipops. I don't care about their drama. I think, your friends make me think less of you. You'd be better off without them. I haven't found a politically correct way of saying that. You ever be with the babe? Or I'm coming at this from a heteronormative, if that's the correct terminology, because that's who I am. But whatever type of person you are, your lover is, you ever go to your lover and you ask her, hey, can you pull up your shirt? And it's nothing sexual about it. It's just that you have a bag of Skittles and you're eating them and you want to see if you could toss one of those Skittles in her belly button. There's something like that is the verbal, like, that I'm using all of your orifices as a carnival game. That is the difference between me and every other guy. I'm going to assault your body in such, like, non-aggressive ways that I don't even know how to describe it. Like, I whenever I'm with somebody, I just use her as my muse. I find a way to, I'm using her for my amusement. And after a while, they just get sick of it and they get done with the games and they leave me. I have, that was a bit of a rant right there. Is my mic on? Okay, it's on. I've been going to a lot of parties this summer, not like, but like birthday parties for kids and adults, and to a wedding. And I'm an observer of people. And it's fun. It's fun watching couples as they evolve, as lovers, lovers as they evolve. Because there is that honeymoon period where they're touchy-touchy and their stink is on each other. And that lasts for a few years. But I was at this party recently for my friend's, dear friend's 40th birthday party. And most of the people there were married with their lover. Their lovers were also there. And if you didn't know any of them, and their kids were there too. But most of those lovers, you wouldn't know that they were lovers because they're far removed from the touchy-touchy part of the relationship. A lot of them didn't even, at this party, you wouldn't know that they were together because they weren't communicating in that lovey-dovey way. They weren't holding hands. They weren't, brushing each other, rubbing each other's shoulders, arms around the waist. It was more, the distance from when you have kids and there's that space is like the longer you're together, the more you know about each other, the more just your physical state, it's like the magnet pushes you away physically. And it's like, how do you avoid that happening, that magnet, that push away? I don't know. I mean, I've never been in a long-term relationship, but I do. That does amuse me when I see the lovers, the distance between them, the physical distance in public settings. It's not as evident that the two of them are, making love together. Maybe it's because they're not making love anymore. There was also, I was at this party recently. This is one of those things that I loathe as well, reusing that adjective. There was this lady, I won't call her a babe, but she was a lady, and she was talking with out of the side of her mouth. Was like, that's just how she talked, with the side of her mouth. And the people who talk like that, it's like, what are you doing? Why are you... Your face is straight, right? It's up, down. I'm not saying it's perfectly symmetrical, but it's a normal face. You don't have a cleft palate or whatever the fuck that is. Like, why are you talking out of the side of your mouth? Like what is that all about? As she was talking to me, and she was actually talking about something very interesting, a topic about her work with marketing, and it was a very... It could have been a stimulating conversation, but all I could think of is, why are you talking with your mouth like on an angle? A lot of things are frustrating me. All right, let's found this one on moving on to something I found on Reddit. Comes from the subreddit Nanny. Okay, stigma. Do any nannies correct strangers when they ask if the baby is yours? For safety, I just pretend my NK, think that might be nanny kid, is mine. I don't need to explain our relationship to a literal stranger. I don't need judgment either. I've had parents take their kids away from playing with my NK after they found out they find out I am his nanny and not mom. Just this week, I heard three moms talking bad about nannies at story time. I don't like going to XYZ story time because it's mostly nannies and I don't love nannies. Then look around at us and said, I assume you're all moms because you're so good with your littles. A term there. Like girl, we couldn't have had play dates and everything, but now we definitely won't. Nannies are also literally paid to be good with littles. Number one reason I don't correct anyone when they assume he's my kid, I don't understand the stigma. The B-Man, this is a subculture to me. I don't have kids, but it seems like the last couple episodes, I'm talking a lot about people who do have kids and judging them. So I am going to judge you, and I am going to judge all these moms. And as an outsider, I got my binoculars. I'm looking in at nannies, moms, And from a guy without kids, not knowing much, just trying to synthesize why moms may look down upon nannies, it may be because you are, the nanny is the number one threat to the mom. See, you're infiltrating their world, and you're the one who could literally blow up their perfect middle-class, mundane, cul-de-sac suburb, three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath, three-fourths of an acre lot, married for 7 years, husband works white-collar, brings home $180,000 a year. They drive two entry-level luxury cars. You go to polo matches, or you have a membership to a tennis club or a private club like that. The nanny, you're on the inside, and you could ruin all that. Like Exhibit A, Arnold Schwarzenegger. He ruined his marriage to fuck the nanny. The nanny wasn't even hot. She had the body of a potato, but he had sex with her and ruined his marriage because guys, heterosexual men, we want to have sex with nannies. And moms, like that's on their mom, woman, darn. Like they know that's a thing. So that's why they're rationally despise all nannies. Because I've never been a MILF hunter. Never been a MILF hunter. Not my category of porn that I seek out when I seek those things out. But nannies, I haven't given it much thought, but nannies are attractive. Even the potato looking ones. Like if the Terminator couldn't restrain himself from fucking a nanny that looks like a potato, how could a B-man or any other guy among us? Because a nanny, from a father's perspective, it just seems natural that you should have a sexual relationship with your nanny. Because if the nanny is taking care of your children, taking your kids to the park, making them lunch, making them dinner, helping them out with their homework, making play dates with other friends, cooking dinner for when you come home from work, it just seems natural that she should get on her knees and suck the goo out of your wiener. That just seems like you're paying for it. You might as well get some action from it. And I think that's what the moms at the park, they know that happens. Like there are plenty of marriages that have been destroyed because of the nanny. No matter how ugly the nanny is, no matter how deformed, no matter how much her broken English is, no matter whether she's living at the house or coming in each morning, you're a threat. You're a threat, and all these women can do is they're nasty. These women, these moms, they're nasty. There's a lot. And what they're doing is they're segregating you from everybody else. They're segregating the nannies. They're trying to make you as a nanny look down upon yourself. They want to make you, I won't say the word subhuman, but they don't want you to be a full human in their eyes. And they want you to know that so that hopefully it will make you have less self-esteem about yourself and hopefully not try to the family that they're part of. It's also, it's got to be frustrating as a mom. And again, I don't know, but it's got to be frustrating. You're at park, you're a mom, like you're a mom. You got your kids, they're playing and everything. And then you see a nanny, and the nanny is getting paid to do what the mom is doing, but the mom's not getting paid at all. Like the nanny is kind of like a fake, like stand-in mom, but she's getting paid an hourly rate or a salary to do what the mom is doing. But the mom, she's a stay-at-home mom, or maybe she works at different hours, but she's not getting paid, and the nanny's getting paid. So that's gonna cause some anger from their perspective. Like, yeah, well, fuck this nanny. Why is she getting paid? And I'm doing the same thing, and I'm not getting any of the benefits she is. So there's just, the more I think about it, yeah, there's I mean, it's obvious that there's a natural strife between nannies and the mommies. I don't know. Why else may the moms hate or try to separate themselves from you nannies? I think those are the two main reasons. Yeah, really. I mean, you're being paid for what they're doing, and also you might blow up the family. So if I'm you, like if you're the nanny and they're trying to segregate you and not do play dates with the kids you're taking care of, you should try to ruin their marriages and sleep with their husbands and tape it and show them the next time you're at the park, let them know that, hey, your husband, stepped out of pocket into my pocket. So you for not making play dates with my NK kids. Let's go look at some photos. As always, I forget to trim my pubes. No, just being childish there. I always forget to beg you, implore you, get on my knees. Please like, subscribe, attach an episode of Verbal Graffiti to an email and send it to your pastor. If you're listening on the bus, I do so without headphones, so all those in your vicinity will get angry, but they'll listen and they'll hear what it is we're doing here with this project, and maybe they'll start to listen themselves. I also want to say, please do not share an episode of Verbal Graffiti with anyone you know who is uncircumcised. We are very pro-circumcision here at Verbal Graffiti. There are a lot of people, men's rights groups on the interweb who will call circumcision genital mutilation. We like to refer to it, though, as cosmetic surgery, because a circumcised wiener is more appealing to the eye than an uncut wiener. And a cut wiener is higher ranking, is better. I don't know the correct term. It's better. Let's just say better. Okay. It's better than an uncut wiener solely because of the terminology. Because an uncut wiener, you have to use the word un before cut. But a cut wiener is just a cut wiener. It's a circumcised wiener with a mushroom on top. And I'm just so thankful that my parents, they when I was born, they told the doctor to snip, snip, make that thing look beautiful. And we call it Mr. Perfect. This next one is a long one. Let's get into it. I think I just voice scratch. Sorry, I've been talking a lot tonight. Should be drinking water, but I'm trying not to drink in front of all of you. I have my cup of water on the side. Okay, B-Man, just get into the subreddit. This one, I found this on the subreddit, Love After Porn. Am I a horrible person if I don't let my husband in the delivery room? Ooh. I apologize because I am so mentally and emotionally drained and exhausted, and I'm unable to add as much detail as I'd like, but to short of it is I'm currently at the end of my pregnancy with twins and delivering next week. Congratulations. My self-confidence is down to nothing. I feel like a hideous beached whale. He knows how awful I'm feeling about myself because I've told him. For the most part, he's been a very caring and supportive during a very rough pregnancy. But the first issue arose after we had a lengthy hospital stay because of concerns with the twins. When we got discharged, he was talking about how hot some of the nurses were, etc. Obviously, it hurt to hear him say it, but I'm also not oblivious, and I could tell which ones he found hot because his entire demeanor would change when he had hot nurses. Fast forward to now, he's been watching porn. I feel destroyed. There were so many opportunities we could have been spending together before the babies arrived, strengthening our relationship in preparation for tough times ahead, and instead, He's down in basement like a little gremlin watching porn while I'm struggling and in agony. Sorry, lost my place. Okay. I can't do the stairs, and he's totally took advantage of the fact that I wouldn't be able to catch him. I don't even know the extent of the porn use because he's never honest. Anyways, fast forward to next week, I'm feeling so hideous and self-conscious, I don't even want him to see me naked, let alone at my worst, sweaty and pushing bowling balls out of my fucking vagina after he was just looking at all these hot, young people with perfect vaginas, no stretch marks, perky boobs, etc. And I also don't want to be hyper-focused while I'm in labor on which fucking nurses he's drooling over. I honestly just want my mom. He can wait in the waiting room, that's what it's for, and see them as soon as we're all cleaned up. But I don't want to be in such a vulnerable state in front of him when I feel so destroyed. Does that make me a horrible person? Yes, yes, it does make you a horrible, horrible person, a horrible wife, a horrible lover, a horrible soon-to-be mother. You're in an apoplectic state right now. Your hormones, your estrogen is through the roof, exploding through your belly as it is. I'm not going to talk about your hormones because I know all you babes will get very angry with me like you are right now. But yes, yes, you're acting irrationally. This post, as I was reading it, made me feel exhausted. It was just me. It was all about me. Just one sentence. Yeah. My husband was, you know, he's been pretty good and understanding throughout the pregnancy. Just one little line about that. Then the rest is just bitching and moaning. And my question is this, is you're going to start calling fouls now on your husband? Like, clearly he's an ogler. And I know because I am one. I ogle. So I ogle what your husband did. I think it was actually virtuous what he did. Like, he didn't point out the nurses while you were in the hospital getting treated. He waited till afterwards on the drive home. Then he pointed out the nurses. That is the most polite way, the most virtuous way to be an ogler. I am not that. I am not the B-man. I am so obscene, so in your face with my ogling that, yes, it is offensive. And many a babe have pointed it out to me as I point out the other hot babes because I'm a pointer. I will point out the hot babes that I see, and I'll tell anyone I'm around like what it is I find attractive about that person. Oh, her boobs are perky. Oh, she looks perfect. Oh, she's got great hair. I love the way she smells. I love her style. I'll go on. I'll do a soliloquy. I'll write a in-the-moment poem about, like if I see a woman's belly button that I find attractive. That's how ogly I am. So it takes an ogler to know an ogler. And your husband's an ogler. But the fact that you're calling him out on this, you know, during the last week, the last trimester, you know, you can't start calling fouls the last 2 minutes of the game. You got to call it even throughout. That's how you be a good referee. That's how you be a good wife. So, yeah, you are acting horribly. I wouldn't re-sign you to wife and motherhood again if I could. Did you ever ask yourself why your husband's watching porn? You know, he's watching. Yeah, I know. I get it. Like, you're a huge whale. You don't like looking at yourself in the mirror because your belly is like, it almost breaks the mirror because your belly's pointing out so much that it boom, it's hitting the mirror and shattering it like you're Stone Cold Steve Austin walking into WrestleMania 14. Give me a hell yeah. But you know what you could do? Well, why don't you call him when he's wanking it off, when he's gooning himself down in the basement? Like the gremlin you're calling him, why don't you have him come upstairs and blow him? Suck the goo out of his wiener. Every morning, It doesn't matter if you have morning sickness. Suck the goo out of him. And once you do that, he won't have to look at porn. You're the reason why he's looking at porn. Yes, you're a huge whale, and hate to break it to you, your tits, they ain't ever going to be perky again. Those stretch marks, they ain't leaving you. Your weight, you're probably never going to lose all of it. So yeah, your husband's never going to view you as an attractive being ever again. He's not going to want to put a hot one inside of you. So I would advise getting on the apps after you get birth and find a new man. It'd be better for you and your husband, not so much for the twins. That's a shame, but I'm not going to talk about the twins. I'd be doing that in bad faith. That's not very manly of me. But yeah, suck your husband off. You said he was a supportive husband. He wasn't pointing out the nurses while you were in the hospital. Imagine this. Imagine if this was 1970. Like, the nurses today are wearing scrubs. As patrons in the hospital, as patients, as sick ones, we don't even know what the nurses really look like other than their face, because they're wearing those ugly scrubs. If this was 1970, where they had the candy cane skirts and tops, I mean, your husband, oh, he would be doing devious things, you know, in that hospital room. So just be thankful those nurses are just a bunch of yo-yos who just wear pajamas to work each day. So, excuse me, be thankful for that. If you want to punish your husband, and I do believe he does deserve some type of punishment, because it's not really in great taste to be pointing out all the hot nurses drooling over them, as you say, while those two twins are playing drums inside of your stomach or uterus or wherever it is in there. No, you want him in the room during delivery. Because I've never been in a delivery room when it was taking place, but it's not a sexual environment. Like, while you're yelling and screaming and the doctors are coming in and out and it's high intensity, like, giving birth is a bone killer. It is a cock block. There's nothing, your husband is not going to be drooling over a nurse. More than likely, he's going to be picking off the drool off of you as you're trying to push those tykes out of your vagina, as you call it, that ripped vagina. So what I would do is have him in the room and have him look under the blanket so that he sees your vagina ripping apart. He sees the skin just tearing apart, and he sees the heads just kind of, those ugly misformed heads that's come out of that vagina that he used to love so much, to put hot ones inside of you, and then hold his hand, but squeeze it so hard that it, so intensely, so tightly that it turns purple, and maybe even crack a finger or a knuckle. And he can't say anything, because, you know, you're giving labor, so he can't really complain. So use that labor as his punishment. Like, trust me, if you told him hey, I don't want you in the room, he'd probably enjoy being in the waiting room, being able to look at the lovely, hot, young nurses with perky tits walking up and down the hallway as they go from one room, one patient room to the next. So you want him in the room so you can keep his eyes on him and give him physical pain and mental. When those babies are coming out of your vagina and your vagina just looks like an IED that exploded in Afghanistan. Like, you want that image in his head as PTSD forever. So yeah, have him in the room. That's his punishment. I'm disappointed with you, though. I've never lived with a woman, so I don't know how I would react to having to be in a, just goon myself in another room while my lover was asleep or in a bathroom or being in a basement. Doesn't that feel don't you feel less of a woman that's happening? Take charge, suck them off. I don't know, if you think your belly's terrible, just have them bend you over and do you from behind. I'm sure most of you that are living with your lovers know what that's like. I've never experienced that. That would be a Like, that'd be like the red card, like the fifth foul in an NBA game. Like, it's time to get out. I need to get out of this relationship if I found my, I'm sure everybody does. Maybe that's why I've always avoided living with the babes, because I don't want to, you know, be on the bathroom stall just gooning myself while my lover's in bed, because she won't touch my Mr. Perfect, circumcised, beautiful pecker. Go suck a fat one.